Our next guest we've spoken to a couple of times, as a matter of fact, about a month before school opened, and then about a week before school opened. And now we're well into the school year. And once again, the worst that can possibly happen has happened. And that is, there's just not enough bus drivers for the school district. And once again, we welcome Steve Gardner in from All Star Transportation. Steve, it's nice to speak to you again.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. I'm glad to be here again and talking to you from the comfort of my home, watching all this snow come down today.
That's the same thing I'm doing from my home studio. Well, you know, we've spoken about this several times, and Sam Herrick called me, and we discussed this again about the bus transportation. And I've even spoken to some parents, and I've spoken to students, and I've spoken to a few of the people that are administrators. And this really is almost a crisis proportions in the school district.
It is, because, you know, not only are we having a tough time covering just the regular school runs, but we're also having to change the sports schedules because we don't have drivers during that time where we can get them to games. So, you know, we're in some districts, we're taking students out of school early. In some places, we're picking them up late and the games are starting later. But it's affecting everybody, you know, from the students to the parents and to us as a company.
Now, as somebody who's been with All Star Transportation, have you ever seen a driver shortage this bad?
It's never been this bad. We've seen shortages before, but usually in certain pockets, and we're able to make up for those shortfalls with the other terminals that we have throughout the Connecticut area. Unfortunately, Region 1 is in such a remote area, it's hard to get drivers from other areas to go there and to drive. So we've never really had this big of a problem up in Region 1 area until COVID hit us.
So once again, for people that are listening and might want to learn and then also help out by becoming a driver, let's talk a little bit about what pay's like, what the benefits like, what the hours are like, and what makes this job really a very good part-time job.
It's a good fit because you only work, limited amount of hours per day. So you're probably only working between 4 and 6 hours a day. You do a couple hours in the morning, and then you have a break in between, and that's your opportunity to go to your appointments or go to the gym or go for a quick walk or hike, and then come back and then do a couple more hours, and then you're done for the day. And, it's also great because we work around the school schedule, so you get a lot of breaks. You know, you get your Christmas breaks and your winter breaks and your spring breaks, and then you get a long vacation over the summer. So it's really, for those who are retired or for parents, it's great because you can now take your vacations or plan your life around a school schedule and not miss work.
Now, how long does it take for somebody once they say, you know what, I'd like to volunteer, I'd like to help out, I'd like to become a bus driver? How does the process work?
So they have to get a permit and go through a training class, and our trainers are excellent, and they'll get them through and get them to pass all of what they need to get done. And it's a little bit of work, but it's not insurmountable. So, you know, like I said, we have great trainers that will work with a new applicant and point them in the right direction and kind of take them step by step, and so that it's not an overwhelming process.
Now, could this become so bad that actually some things have to be canceled in the region?
Our plan is to not get to that point. We've come up with plans to bring in drivers from other areas if we have to, as contingency plans. But our goal is to really work with the folks in the Region 1 area and try to recruit drivers, new drivers from that area, and get them behind the wheel for next school year.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you look at the putting together the school year, it's tough enough to put together the school year where you have the school year itself, the education part of it, and you have the after school activities, and you have sports, and you have trips and field trips and everything like that. To wind this all together and to make it work is not an easy job, and especially it makes it even harder and probably, I would figure, more expensive when you have to scramble around and try to cover all the time.
Yeah, you know, it does cost more money because, you know, you do have to bring in drivers from out of town, and, you know, there's paying them a little bit more to get them to do that. But, you know, it's what we have to do, you know. Is it ideal? No. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting these kids to school. So that's our goal, and we remain focused on that goal.
All right. Now, if people are listening and they want to contact you or contact All-Star Transportation and inquire about becoming a part-time driver in the Region 1 District for All-Star, how do they go about doing that?
So the best way to go about it is to go to our website at www.all-startransportation.com. And we have a careers link that they can go to and fill out a short little application. And that will go directly to our manager, Michelle, who works at the Lakeville office, and she can take it from there. We also, you can also call her at her office, and I'm just trying to pull up the phone number because I'm not at my office, so I apologize. sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm at my home studio as well, so I know what you mean.
Yeah, so we just changed our email. So I don't, give me 1 second. Okay, 860-435-0352.
And once again, that number is?
The number is 860-435-0352.
All right. Well, Steve, good luck in getting more drivers. We hope more people will respond and become part of the solution, not the problem. And I know you're getting snow down there on the coast, and we're getting pounded up here and on this Tuesday morning here in Litchfield County. But be safe out there, and maybe we'll speak to you again in another couple of weeks.
I appreciate your time, Marshall, and good luck with the storm.